Well-being 21 Summer. The front cover shows Holt's residents hand over a check to the Northwest Air Ambulance Service. Pages 2, 3, 4. Coronavirus update. During these unprecedented times, Housing 21 is doing all it can to support residents, especially those who are self-isolating. Staff have contacted lots of residents to offer support and signpost them to services in Oldham. Court managers have also been creating quizzes and information and activity packs to keep minds active and spirits lifted. Please continue to follow government guidelines. Stay safe, and in the meantime we hope you enjoy this special jam-packed issue of Wellbeing 21. Around the courts. The coronavirus pandemic has restricted the ability of residents and court managers to enjoy their usual range of activities, but there are some very positive and encouraging stories to share. At Violet Hill Court, Tai Chi sessions are taking place in the garden. Joanne Rudd, court manager, said, "We are very lucky we have outside balconies, so the residents can come out and take part and still social distance." If residents aren't taking part in the Tai Chi, they are listening to the relaxing music or just laughing at me. Either way, there is a smile on their faces. Thank you to Leslie, who runs the Tai Chi in the communal lounge normally, for helping me do this, and our resident DJ Bill, for the wonderful relaxing music. At Trinity House, Housing 21 and MyoCare staff have been supporting residents to try and bring a sense of normality at these difficult times. They have purchased or obtained items for crafts and activities and done shopping. They've also helped out with catering and delivery from the restaurant and organizing a chippy takeaway evening from the on-site restaurant, all delivered with a smile. In addition, posters and pictures created by residents have been displayed in all the windows, puzzles, quizzes and activities have been distributed. Residents have been knitting for hospitals, love hearts for NHS, baby clothes for grandchildren or great-grandchildren they have not met yet, with staff providing wool, so that tenants can enjoy this past time without additional costs. Resident Mary Jones has been knitting for local hospitals, traffic light bonnets and blankets for the premature baby unit and the palm hearts for ICU. On top of all that, a memory tree has been created, with ribbons and quotes or special messages from all the tenants, so that when this is all over there will be something to look back on. Residents also celebrated VE Day, when they had enjoyed a lovely afternoon tea made whilst social distancing, with pictures and flags. At Springlees Court on the 5th of March, before the lockdown, Mary and Jim Hayward celebrated their 60th wedding anniversary, which was also Jim's birthday. They also celebrated their granddaughter's 21st all on the same day. They had a lovely day and a lovely meal at the Windmill in Denton with their grandchildren and great-grandchildren. They also received a letter of congratulations from Her Majesty, the Queen. Lees House residents held a Time for a Cuppa fundraiser in early March, with tombola stalls, raffles, cake stalls, jewellery, arts and craft stalls, raising money for Admiral nurses. At St. Herbert's Court, residents made a successful bid for funding to help with the communal garden, being awarded £250 from Get Up and Grow. There was a great effort from residents at Holt's Village, raising £500 for Northwest Air Ambulance by holding tabletop sales, raffles and hampers. The presentation took place in February. Well done all. At Charles Morris House, residents enjoyed a curling session. You can even play while sitting down having a laugh. And last but not least, using produce from the communal garden, the caterer made a lovely rhubarb crumble, yum. At Tandleview Court, one of the very talented tenants created fabulous posters to cheer up the care staff and healthcare professionals as they walk into the building. whilst another talented resident is busy making scrub bags and mask clips for the NHS at the Manchester Hospital, where her granddaughter works as an occupational therapist. The flags were also flying high for VE Day. Residents enjoyed the celebrations, whilst social distancing and having a chat in the conservatory. At Holland Close, Carry On Delph, a voluntary group set up to assist anyone in the village during this pandemic, have been shopping for tenants and donating activity items like books and wool to keep them occupied. On VE Day they paid a visit and a trio played brass instruments and everyone joined in singing whilst safely seated outside following the social distancing rules. Each tenant received a goodie bag containing tea, cakes, a ration book and a poem or letter by a child in the village. There are three wonderful volunteers at Holland Close. Court manager Marion expressed her gratitude to Wendy from Saddleworth Home Help, Sherry from Unicorn One and Gil, whose sister is a resident. They have been checking on people and getting medication, shopping or assisting with laundry so they can all stop inside their flats to reduce contact. Without them, VE Day celebrations would not have been possible as they coordinated everyone to gather safely outside. Walton House, court manager, Julia Bryan, has been sewing wash bags for care staff /NHS workers to wash their uniforms. Fantastic, Julie. Two ladies at Recreation Road, Anne and Sheila, have been walking around the playing field daily, with their masks on, dressing up and waving at tenants. On St. George's Day, they dressed for the occasion, wearing red curly wigs, blue t-shirts and a white tutu. They had also baked lemon drizzle cakes and fairy buns, and when they go on their daily walks, they leave cake and buns on the front wall of the tenants who are at home isolating, to cheer them all. Sheila has a selection of wigs and picks a different color each day. It's all gone down a treat with the neighbors, who think it's hilarious. The children on the field in front of the bungalows now want cakes every day. Pages 5 and 6. Court voices tell us how they've been coping during isolation. Eric and Suzanne live at Walton House. Eric explained that the couple were coping well and during the fine weather, they had sat outside in the garden with other residents, keeping their distance but enjoying a chat. Lynn lives at Lee's house. During the first week of isolation, Lynn cried every day, because she couldn't see her children or grandchildren. Then on Mother's Day, one of her sons said, "Don't worry, I'll sort it." He set up a group on WhatsApp, so that a number of family members can join in a conversation at one time. They've been talking every night since. They even played a game together for 40 minutes one night. Sheila lives in a bungalow at Recreation Road. She's getting by with her daughter and daughter-in-law helping with shopping. Sheila and friend and neighbor Anne have been walking around the close, keeping their distance, waving and talking to people. She's keeping busy doing jobs which have been left to one side and is keeping in touch with her daughters, talking on the phone every day. Brian, a bungalow resident at Cedar Crescent, says he is coping well. He still walks his dog, George, and keeps a keen eye on the area. He's noticed an increase in refuse dumping and has reported incidences to the council and his local councillor. He's also been catching up on some spring cleaning, doing some cooking and watching some old films on classic movies, something he's really enjoyed, because he doesn't normally watch much TV. Joan and Peter live in on Burnley Street. Peter's finding it all a bit boring at times, but he's doing crosswords and is enjoying a really good book, Every Street in Manchester, written in the Manchester vernacular by a local lad. He's also been shopping for necessities, but that's not been a pleasant experience. Joan lives at Violet Hill Court. She has an iPhone, which she finds fantastic for staying in touch. With FaceTime, She can see and talk to her children and grandchildren, even family in the US and Australia. She's also been keeping in touch with her neighbors through social media. Janet also lives at Violet Hill Court. She's keeping busy, knitting and reading a lot more. Janet's doing her own shopping once a week and helping a neighbor, who can't get out herself, with bits and pieces which she leaves on the doorstep. Frank lives at Holland Close. He's keeping himself fit with a daily walk to the park and back and by exercising indoors, doing Pilates. He's adept with IT and uses Skype and FaceTime to keep in touch with the children and grandchildren, but he finds that doesn't totally make up for the ability to give them a hug. Pat has a bungalow at High Street. Fortunately, her daughter lives nearby and has a pet shop right across the road. She gets all Pat's shopping and she leaves it at the door, but they are able to chat, keeping their distance. Pat also uses her Kindle and is watching all the quizzes and soaps on the TV. Trevor and his wife, Rosina, live at Wildmoor Avenue. Trevor is able to get out for the shopping. They both keep themselves busy, with jobs about the house, making use of their iPad and watching the TV. Dorothy lives at Old Mill House. She lives next door to Frank, who is 93 and is partially sighted. They have become good friends and try to look after one another. Their families are unable to visit at this time, but Dorothy keeps in touch via her iPad. She has a weekly chat with her brother in Canada, speaks daily to her friend in Bangkok and helps Frank to speak to his daughter in New Zealand every fortnight. Marie lives at School House. She's been going a bit stir-crazy, but has been watching lots of TV, reading and nibbling. She has to shop for her 91-year-old mum, so leaves the shopping at the door and waves through the window. Normally, Marie walks her daughter's dog and looks after the grandchildren, but as they now can't physically stay in touch, they've started to use Zoom and communicate via live video. Marie says all the residents at School House seem to be doing well, helped by family with shopping and necessities, and the residents were out in force last night, but keeping their distance, to applaud the NHS workers. Anita also lives at School House. She's been keeping busy, catching up on paperwork and other jobs, crocheting, doing puzzles, taking the odd walk for exercise round the garden and occasionally checking that other residents are okay in the lounge. Sandra lives at Wood Square. She is keeping busy with her usual routine, doing jobs around the home, but there are a small group of 8 residents who meet up every day in the lounge for an hour, at a safe distance, to enjoy a chat and a brew. Marie lives at Tandle View Court. Marie says she's bored out of her mind. But she's laughing about it, keeping busy with her domestic jobs and has just started a 2,000-piece jigsaw. Sharon lives at Victoria Gardens, she's made some beautiful bunting for her front window. Pages 7 and 8. Over to you. Here's a poem from resident Doris, from Trinity House. Just below the hills. Written by Doris Whitehead. I was born in Oldham, this little pen in town, when life was hard but full of fun and a pound was worth a pound. It's cotton mills and cobbled streets, it's gas lamps hissing low, the noise you could hear from people's clogs as off to work they go. The games we played like Rallyho, Whip and Top and Peggy, they didn't cost you anything for you were ever ready. Whit Friday was a special day that meant new clothes and boots, if your dad was working you got new shoes and suits. We would walk around town and bands would play and life was full of bliss, of all life's memories I hold dear the best ones surely this. The summers were a wonder they seemed to last forever, fishing, skipping, and leapfrogging in this endless lovely weather. Christmas was a special time and Easter just as good. We would walk up the Heart Sheed Pike and play in Bluebell Wood. The hardest time in winter when we had no fuel. This often meant from time to time we didn't go to school. Off we'd go with buckets and bags to pick up coal from off the tip, with aching backs and frozen limbs, but our spirits would never dip. We would rush back home with our little load, feeling as proud as punch, feeling rather hungry. We had bread and dripping for lunch. The flagstone floors, bare tabletops common at this time, but for working classes this surely was no crime. The joy, the love, the happiness I had in those days gone by, still stick within my memory and often make me cry. Oldham, oh my Oldham, why couldn't time stand still for this lovely little pen in town just below the hill? And here's another from Linda Patton, of Violet Hill Court. Violet Hill Court, our home. Violet Hill Court in Waterhead. That's the place to be. Lots of great activities. For people just like me. There's bingo, cards and dominoes. Knit and natter on a Tuesday too. Where we laugh and put the world to rights. With biscuits, cakes and a brew. It's ladies who lunch on a Friday. Delivered direct to our door. There's only 11 at the moment. But we're hoping for a few more. Because of the time of the year. There's coughs, colds and flu. But our court manager called Joanne. Is always there for you. She calls in a morning at 9. To make sure that we are all right. She'll call in to see you at lunchtime. And before she goes home at night. Nothing is too much trouble. Make a drink or calling the doc. She can always be relied on. Something we do quite a lot. We have our own hairstylist. Becky is her name. Or there's Chelsea's beauty salon. Nails and feet are her game. We might be in our twilight years. But lonely we are not. There's far too much that's going on. So we join in all the lot. So if you're feeling lonely, fed up, feeling down, come and live at the court with us. Wear a smile, not a frown. Page 9. Oldham steps up to provide a staggering community response to coronavirus. Sadly, there are many people in Oldham, young and old, who don't have a trusted friend, family member or even neighbor to help them get through this crisis. That is why, a few weeks ago, the council and its partners, including Age UK Oldham, Action Together and the Oldham Food Bank, launched an emergency helpline for coronavirus, the community hubs. This is for people to call who are in urgent need of food and other supplies such as sanitary products and shampoo. The hubs also help with the delivery of medicines when pharmacies are struggling to get these out to people. If you or someone you know needs help, please call 0161-770-7007. Behind the scenes, Oldham Food Bank, Action Together and Oldham Council staff are on hand to coordinate the distribution of food and supplies to people in need. Age UK Oldham have also been amazing in increasing their offer to people who can pay but are struggling. The response from the community and voluntary sectors and council staff in Oldham has been fantastic, and the hubs have been set up quickly and efficiently. This has been a truly team Oldham effort. The response from the community has been staggering. It is times like these that test what a place is all about. The Action Together website crashed from the volume of people registering as emergency volunteers to help with distribution of food, transport, making calls and so much more. It has also been encouraging people to look out from vulnerable friends, family and neighbours as much as possible in their local community. The people of Oldham and local business have generously donated money, food and other support in volumes not seen elsewhere. Action Together have also launched a new grant scheme for organisations who are responding to the crisis. To register as a volunteer, donate and get guidance on other ways to help, please visit https://www.actiontogether.org.uk/covid-19. It is at times like these that we can all be proud to be from Oldham. Keep safe and keep well. Page 10. Spotting COVID-19 in older people. We are all aware of COVID-19 and the current outbreak and have all been told that the virus presents with a fever and a cough. However, we are becoming increasingly aware that in older people /frailer people the virus may present differently. This is probably because the way our bodies work as we get older or frailer changes in the way we react to the virus. The boffins are still looking into exactly the hows and whys, but the important thing for us is to be able to recognize it and know what to do next. So what might symptoms look like in an older person? Might be typical cough, difficulty breathing, or breathing very fast. Might have a temperature. They might be off their food or sudden reduction in appetite. Increased sleepiness or tiredness. Might feel really weak and washed out or feel dizzy and fall. They might be more confused than normal, disorientated, delirious, or widely more active than normal. They might have lost their sense of smell, be more phlegmy than normal, have a runny nose, or conjunctivitis. Some older people with COVID have had diarrhea, abdominal, tummy, pain, vomiting or even complain of chest pain. Older people with COVID can deteriorate very quickly and suddenly, so they may suddenly just look very ill. If someone in your care has any symptoms, this is what you need to do next. If you have the capability, it is worth taking some basic observations such as a temperature, a pulse. Use the finger oxygen measuring machine for saturations, blood pressure machines, and count how many breaths the person is taking in a minute. This is really useful to know and tell doctors and others. Consider contacting the resident's GP or the digital hub to get some further advice. This might be COVID, but it might be lots of other medical conditions also. Consider if appropriate for escalation to hospital if this is in the Residence 1 Oldham support plan. Request a COVID swab for the patient, other patients in the same area and any staff that may have looked after this resident. Assume that the resident is COVID positive until the result comes back negative. This means being especially careful with hygiene, hand washing, cleaning and wearing appropriate PPE. Tameside, Oldham and Glossop Mind. Keeping communities in mind. During this very challenging time, Top Mind are committed to continuing support for everyone within their local communities. They are your local Mind branch operating across Oldham and beyond, and during the last few weeks, all staff and volunteers have worked hard to ensure redesigned services can still be delivered, to better support the public during this time. They are providing online live well-being sessions using Zoom communications, a broad range of telephone support for adults, families and young people, free online training delivery Connect 5, live online across Greater Manchester mental health and well-being training, service update webpage with referral information for all our services as well as a range of resources developed specifically for the public. https://www.togmind.org/service-and-covid-19-updates. Regular Mindful Moments videos on their social media, including mindfulness, growing food and arts and crafts. Signposting to other types of support across the borough. If you or someone you know would like to access support or any of the opportunities during this time, please call the Top Mind office on 0161 330 9223, visit the website at https://www.togmind.org/home or check out the Tameside, Oldham and Glossop Mind Facebook page at www.facebook.com/Tameside Oldham Glossop Mind. pages 11 and 12. HUK Oldham Meals Service. Freshly cooked frozen meals. HUK Oldham will deliver a 7-day meal pack to your doorstep. Each pack will consist of 5 frozen home-cooked meals, 3 meat dishes, 1 fish dish and 1 vegetable dish, plus 2 portions of homemade soup. At a subsidized price of £15. Diabetic and vegetarian options available. Please let us know if you have any allergies. To request a delivery of meals, please contact Teresa Griffiths, teresa.griffiths@ajacoldham.org.uk. 0161 633 0213. 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday to Friday. To make a donation, https://www.justgiving.com/age-uk-oldham. HUK Oldham. Emergency shopping service. HUK Oldham will deliver a food parcel to your doorstep. Pay on card over the phone. Contact 0161 633 0213 or email nicola.shaw@ajacoldham.org.uk. This is not a subscription service. Call us to place further orders, or we can arrange to call you. How much does it cost? Delivery charge, free. Essential/vegetarian/diabetic/fresh and frozen. Food pack, £35. Easy cook evening frozen ready meal pack. 14 for £25. Household pack, £15. Pet food pack, cat/dog, £10. Community projects. Oldham Coliseum Theatre. Stitch. Patches of positivity inspired by the theme, togetherness. Oldham Coliseum are inviting people from communities to join them in creating a patchwork quilt representing togetherness. Whilst they are currently separated via the pandemic, patches will be created individually, then joined and transformed into a quilt by the Coliseum's professional wardrobe team and shared at the theatre when we are able to come together again. What has given you hope during this crisis? Who or what has made you feel connected even when apart from other people? What does it mean to feel together? In partnership with Women's Chai Project, Housing 21, Jigsaw Homes and Pakistani Community Centre, the Coliseum are inviting individuals and groups to applique/embroider a patch of fabric in response to the theme, togetherness. Although created individually, they will use your patches to make one quilt, stitching together your responses whilst looking ahead to a time when we can share and celebrate your collective work. Don't worry if your needlework isn't up to scratch, they welcome any form of response. Be it a poem, photograph, drawing or piece of writing, they will feature your work in a creative way at the showcase event. If creating a patch, your base fabric should be 20 inches x 20 inches in total, with an inner border of 1 inch to give us room to sew together, 45 centimeters x 45 centimeters with an inner border of 2.5 centimeters. You are welcome to use whatever colors and materials you wish. When complete, please email led@coliseum.org.uk or leave a message on 0161 785 7026 to register your contribution, and they'll collect them as soon as they are able to. In the meantime, if you're on social media, they'd love to see your works in progress. Please tag them at Oldham Coliseum on Twitter or at Oldham Coliseum Theatre on Facebook. Oldham Community Spirit Art Project. Oldham Council's lifelong learning art tutor Margarita is currently exploring on an art project around communities during COVID-19. Margarita would like those who are interested to contribute by following these simple steps. Draw around your hand. Using any medium, create a piece of art within the hand that represents community to you during COVID-19. Take a photo of your artwork. Email your photo to either julie.miller@oldham.gov.uk or yvette.cotman@oldham.gov.uk. Work that is received from you will then be part of an internet exhibition celebrating community spirit. Page 14 and 15. Join OCL for weekly Facebook Live exercise classes to keep you active, healthy and happy from the comfort of your own home. Throughout the coronavirus outbreak, they are doing all they can to support you and the community at this time. Search Oldham Community Leisure on Facebook. OCL's Wellbeing Leisure takes Friday Club online to combat loneliness during lockdown. Wellbeing Leisure, part of Oldham Community Leisure, has taken its weekly Friday Club online to help combat loneliness whilst its leisure centre doors remain closed due to coronavirus. The Friday Club, which usually takes place every Friday 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oldham Leisure Centre, is an inclusive community-based group for those looking to make new friends and become more active with like-minded people. It offers a variety of different activities for locals to try, including indoor curling, badminton and table tennis. The group runs specialist workouts, often welcoming guest speakers and instructors, and incorporates a sociable lunch. The community-based project, funded by Oldham Cares, aims to use physical activity to reduce levels of social isolation within the community. 10% of Oldham residents identify as being lonely, which has a detrimental impact on health, quality of life and life expectancy. Mark Woodcock, health and well-being advisor, Wellbeing Leisure, says, "We had to find a way to continue Friday Club during lockdown, so we adapted to make sessions digital, using an online platform, Zoom. Overcoming isolation and loneliness has always been our goal, and in these troubling times it's even more important to keep connected and to keep active. The virtual Friday Club is continuing to meet every Friday, at its usual time of 10 a.m. The technology allows everyone to have a chat and is followed by an exercise class led by Mark. He concludes, "The feedback has been extremely positive and we welcome new members to join in the conversation. The Friday Club format is very relaxed, there is no pressure, and we adapt our activities depending on who is participating. We have been setting our regulars small exercise challenges and fun activities around the home. If you are interested in joining the Friday Club, you can email Mark at info@wellbeingleisure.org or phone 0161-207-7000. Oldham Libraries. Simple steps to download books and magazines. Oldham libraries may be shut, but children and adults can still get free ebooks, audiobooks and magazines straight to a phone, laptop or tablet. 1. Join online today for instant download. You will get a temporary borrower ID http://tiny.cc/join-the-library. 2. Log in and you can search the catalog, and browse and download books using the library webpage today. http://tiny.cc/download-books. 3. Or download the Borrow Box, RB Digital and U-Library apps. 4. If you or your child are already library members, we can help you log in. Forgotten number. We can find it. Need help downloading books? We can help. Overdue books? We don't mind and we don't fine. Email kate.smith@oldham.gov.uk for help. Making Space, who are based at Tandle View Court and run a number of dementia-friendly activities around Oldham, now have an Oldham Dementia Services Facebook page up and running, with useful information and online resources, including music and quizzes.